how to guard our true feelings and emotions by protecting our hearts. We learn that it's better to go on the offensive than to find ourselves exposed. The problem with all this is that the behavior leads to blind conversations. Kelly didn't know what Gerald was going through, and Gerald had no clue about Kelly's true feelings. Years later, Keith and I were saddened to hear that this once-loving couple, whose wedding we'd flown to Nebraska to attend, had come to an end. The damage to their marriage during those California years of strife proved to be irreparable. Paying attention to the original emotion and thus remaining in a place of vulnerability is the crux of averting arguments. I realize this is much easier said than done. I am a debater by nature. I grew up arguing and challenging anyone who had an opinion that opposed mine. But for whatever reason, I strove to remain vulnerable with my husband at all times. I still struggle with this principle when it comes to other people, but I don't see that as a bad thing. I don't think vulnerability should be shown to everyone, just to the ones I trust the most, especially my husband. Move forward together with your spouse. When transitioning to a relationship of peace and harmony, you need to let your spouse know what you are doing. This is the reason it is so important that both you and your spouse desire an argument-free marriage. I suggest you show your spouse this chapter, as well as the preceding one, to let him or her know that your desire moving forward is to remain at